بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم.
Verse number 12. Allah will enter those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and who do righteous deeds, into gardens under whose palaces and trees rivers will flow. Those who reject Allah and His Messenger enjoy in the world by pursuing their desires, and they eat like how cattle eat. They have no concern other than their stomachs and private parts. On the day of resurrection, the fire will be their home to which they will go.
وكأين من قرية هي أشد قوة من قريتك التي أخرجتك أهلكناهم فلا ناصر لهم.
Verse number 13. How many a town from the towns of the previous nations had more strength, wealth, and children than that of Mecca, whose people evicted you from it? I destroyed them when they denied their messengers, and they had no helper to rescue them from Allah's punishment when it came to them. Thus, we are not unable to destroy the people of Mecca if I intend to do so.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
Verse number 14. Are those who have clear proof and glaring evidence from their Lord, and therefore worship Him with insight, like those for whom Satan has beautified their evil action, and they followed what their desires dictated to them by the worship of idols, the commission of sin and denial of the messengers?
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم.
Verse number 15. The description of paradise, which Allah has promised those who are mindful of Him, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, that He will make them enter, is as follows. In it there are rivers of water, whose smell and taste have not changed due to standing for long. In it there are rivers of milk, whose taste has not changed. In it there are rivers of wine delicious to those who drink, and rivers of honey that has been purified from all impurities. Therein they will get all types of fruit that they wish for. Above all of that, they will receive an obliteration of their sins from Allah, who will not take them to task for them. Can the person who has this recompense be equal for those who will remain in the fire never to come out, and who will be given extremely hot water to drink, which will cut the intestines of their stomachs due to its extreme heat?
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم واتبعوا أهواءهم.
Verse number 16. Some of the hypocrites listened to you, O Messenger, but without acceptance, and instead turned away. Until when they leave your presence, they say to those whom Allah had given knowledge, what did he say in his talk just now? Pretending to be ignorant and turning away. They are the ones whose hearts Allah has sealed, and thus, no good reaches it, and they follow their desires, which have made them blind to the truth.
والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم.
Verse number 17. Those who are guided to the path of truth and to follow what the Messenger, peace be upon him, brought, their Lord increases them in guidance and direction to the truth, and he inspires them to do that which will protect them from the fire.
فَهَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنَّى لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ.
Verse number 18. Are the disbelievers waiting for anything but the hour to come on them suddenly, without their having any prior knowledge of it? Its signs have already come, such as the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the splitting of the moon. How will they then take heed when the hour comes? It is unlikely that the reminder will be of benefit to them.
فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ.
Verse number 19. Be certain, O Messenger, that there is no being deserving of worship besides Allah, and seek from Allah forgiveness for your sins. Seek forgiveness from Him for the sins of the believing men and women. Allah knows your movements in the day and your resting place at night. Nothing is hidden from Him. Beneficial points. 1. The disbeliever's concern is limited to enjoying fleeting pleasures in the world. 2. A comparison between the recompense of the believers and the recompense of the disbelievers will show the vast difference between them, so that the intelligent person can choose to be a believer and the foolish person can choose to be a disbeliever. 3. An exposition of the bad manners displayed by the hypocrites with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. 4. Knowledge precedes statements and action.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَإِذَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالُ رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولى لهم.
Verse number 20. Those who have faith in Allah saying, longing for Allah to reveal to His Messenger a surah containing the instruction for fighting, why does not Allah reveal a surah in which fighting is mentioned? When Allah reveals a decisive unabrogated surah containing the mention of fighting, you, O Messenger, will see those hypocrites in whose hearts there is doubt, looking at you, like one who is unconscious on account of extreme fear and terror. So woe to them for withdrawing from fighting and being afraid of it.
فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ.
Verse number 21. To follow Allah's instruction and to utter fitting words that are not unseemly is better for them. When fighting is imposed and the matter becomes serious, if they are true to Allah and they're having faith in Him and following Him, it would be better for them than hypocrisy and going against Allah's instructions.
فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ.
Verse number 22. It is most probable that if you turn away from having faith in Allah and following Him, you will make mischief on earth by disbelief and sins, and you will cut family ties just as you used to do in the period of ignorance.
أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم.
Verse number 23. Those who are described as making mischief on earth and cutting family ties are the ones whom Allah has distanced from His mercy, whose ears He has made deaf to hearing the truth with acceptance and submission, and whose sight He has blinded from seeing it with reflection.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا.
Verse number 24. Will these people who turn away not ponder over the Qur'an and reflect over what is in it? If they pondered over it, it will guide them to every good and will distance them from every evil. Or are there locks on the hearts of these people that are tightly closed, so that no advice reaches them and no reminder benefits them?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَى لَهُمْ.
Verse number 25. Those who turn back from their belief towards disbelief and hypocrisy, after the proof has been established for them, and the truth of the Prophet, peace be upon him, has become clear to them, Satan is the one who has beautified for them disbelief and hypocrisy, and has raised distant hopes in them.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيعكم في بعض الأمر والله يعلم إسرارهم.
Verse number 26. Such deviation occurred to them because they secretly said to the idolaters who hate the revelation that He had sent down to His messenger, "We will follow you in some matters, such as impeding the fighting. Allah knows what they keep hidden and what they make public. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will make apparent whatever He wishes to His messenger."
فكيف إذا توفتهم الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم.
Verse number 27. What will you think of the punishment and the gruesome state they will be in when the angels assigned to remove their souls will remove them, striking their faces and backs with steel hammers?
ذلك بأنهم اتبعوا ما أسخط الله وكرهوا رضوانه فأحبط أعمالهم.
Verse number 28. That severe punishment that will occur when their souls are removed is because they followed everything that brought Allah's wrath in them, such as disbelief, hypocrisy, opposition to Allah and His Messenger, and they hated what brings them close to their Lord and draws down on them His pleasure, such as faith in Allah and following His Messenger. Thus Allah nullified their deeds.
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَلَّنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ.
Verse number 29. Do those hypocrites in whose hearts there is doubt think that Allah will not bring out and expose their malice? He will certainly bring it out by testing them with trials to distinguish the person who is true in faith from the one who is false, and so that the believer becomes apparent and the hypocrite is exposed. Beneficial points. 1. Legislation of striving in Allah's path distinguishes the hypocrites from the rank of the believers. 2. The importance of reflecting over the Book of Allah and the danger of neglecting it. 3. Disbelief and hypocrisy are causes for punishment in the transitory stage.